Omananjana Timiranda Yananjaya Salakaya Shakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmi Sirigur Veda Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mahu Vishtam Stapita Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadantasva Padantikam Fandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadam Kalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Shakaratam Shahagana Raghunata Vitam Tam Cha Jiva Sadvetam Savadaptutam Parijanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saham Gana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vichitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Kupesha Gopikanta Radhe Kanta Namo Namati Tapta Kanchana Guru Gandhi Vidandari Vardhi Vishaka Vrushi Devi Rana Mami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhya Cha Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya I thank you for the invitation to try to give a lecture. I did my best and I prepared a little bit. We will see what mercy Krishna and the other Vaishnavas will give us. I see just as an opportunity to learn to speak. I feel just like a little child in Krishna consciousness, and when you don't give a little child the opportunity to speak, he will never be able to speak. So I hope to serve some of you. I do it with the thing in my mind when they ask me to speak. Normally my service is to speak for people, for no devotees, and I try to explain everything very simple, and I hope that this is just a training session for me, that I can do it when they ask me, let's say in Ghent or something like that. And I thank you that you give me this opportunity, and I hope that I will be able to learn to speak after some exercises. So we speak about chapter 8, attaining the supreme. First text, and it is, I feel a little bit like Arjuna today, and he's asking many questions. And the text is as follows: Arjuna uvacha, kim tad brahma, kim adhyatma, kim karma purusottama adibhutam sakim proktam adidaivam kim ushat ushate oh, sorry Arjuna uvacha kim tad brahma kim adhyatma kim karma purusottama adibhutam sakim proktam adidyevam kim ushat uchate you know vacha Yuna Dhinavacha. Gama Purushottama. Adibhutacha kim prakta. Arjuna uvacha kim tat brahma kim adhyatma kim karma purushottama adibhutam sakim proktam Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna said, Kim, what, that, Brahma, Brahman, Kim, what, Adhyatma, the self, Kim, what, Karma, fruitive activities, Purusha Uttama, O Supreme Person, Adit Bhutam, the material manifestation, Sa, and Kim, what, Proktam, is called, Adit Devyam, the demigods came, what? Ushate is called. Translation by His Divine Grace, Asi Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the Self? What are fruitive activities? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Purport. In this chapter, Lord Krishna answers different questions from Arjuna. Beginning with, what is Brahman? The Lord also explains karma, fruitive activities, devotional service, and yoga principles. And devotional service in its pure form. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the Supreme Absolute Truth is known as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. In addition, the living entity, the individual soul, is also called Brahman. Arjuna also inquires about Atma, which refers to body, soul and mind. According to the Vedic dictionary, Atma refers to the mind, soul, body and senses also. Arjuna has addressed the Supreme Lord as Purushottama, Supreme Person, which means that he was putting these questions not simply to a friend, but to the Supreme Person, knowing him to be the Supreme Authority, able to give definitive answers. So that's the purpose. I was thinking, it's a question, it's a big question, what do I have to say? This chapter goes about attaining the Supreme. In fact, it's attaining the Supreme, it's the goal of every devotee, of every living being. I saw the number and I saw 8, and I have a little bit of a formation as a mathematician. Mathematician, yes. And I say when the 8 lies down, it becomes eternity. Oh, is it so difficult to attain the Supreme? And when I asked to my spiritual master, when you have to give a lecture and you have no time to prepare and things like that, what do you have to do? And he said, you speak only about four essential points, and you try to elaborate a little bit on that, and you try then to share your actual experience, because you are not, you have no education, let's say I didn't study in the college and things like that, but maybe you can share your experience, and it's also one of the good things, open your mind with your friends, and you can learn and they can learn, maybe like that. And I choose 4 points. So Atma has the significance of soul, intelligence, mind, and senses. And in fact, the whole thing about realizing God is to become master of all these things. The senses, the mind, use your intelligence to look after God, and the soul, what you really are, can then become in contact with God. But it's a whole struggle. When I see from my personal experience, then you, in fact, when you think at Atma, the whole thing, what you realize every moment of the day, is in fact, you have to identify with something. And when I see in my personal life, at sometimes you identify with your senses, but sometimes you identify with your mind, sometimes you use your intelligence, and there are times that you think that you are a spirit soul. Also in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says to Krishna, oh, it's so difficult, and he was the best man at that time on the world, and he found it so difficult to become master of the senses, and of the mind, and of all these things. When you see in daily life, and even in temple life, at some times we are still persons. We try to become devotees, but it's such a difficult task. We all struggle with the problems in our mind. One of the very good things that I saw in a temple, you see the conditioning of every soul, from which country they are, all these things. And in fact, when all these conditionings are gone, then you can feel the bliss that we are in fact a spirit soul. But most of the time we struggle with the senses, with the mind, and we try to use our intelligence. Some minutes ago I was a patient by the doctor, and by the Russian doctor here, and also my health problems are because of overweight, that is because you cannot control your senses, you cannot control your mind. How is it possible? The great advantage that we have, that we are followers of Lord Chaitanya. He was the most merciful incarnation, and we cannot do it by our own force. We have to beg for his mercy. And I am, in fact, a very simple man. I don't know many slokas, but I have a few that I try to apply. And the sloka that is for me the most applicable, and that I try to hear, I see here that what helped me a lot in controlling my mind, for some years I was taking Bach blossoms. And you can say in the Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, the mind is so difficult to control. Krishna also speaks, I am the healing herb. And it can help when you have some conditionings, you take that herb for some period, and it can, and it helps you to overcome this conditioning from how many years. The herbs can help, and also when you live in a temple or when you can open your mind to friends, it can become very helpful, because we don't see our own faults. But the process is so strong that we have to depend on the mercy of the Lord. Don't look to people. What I try to do, I don't live here all the time, but I say, what fortunate people, they live there, they are devotees. I have to respect all of them, even the people, because they are on the good path. They are washing themselves. What can I say about somebody who takes a shower? And my realization is a little bit, with the Atma, most people identify with the senses or with the mind or with their intelligence, and they can have, I don't know how you say it in English, in Dutch we say big, dick and neck. When you think you are intelligent, it can be an obstacle. When you identify with all these different things, it's. And when you see it in practical observation, some devotees who are already 20 years in the movement, some days ago there was a big discussion about I am a girl or I'm about the different thing. In fact, when you apply the philosophy, then you are not a man or a woman. How can you make such big themes about that? We are all spirit souls. We heard it already 1,000 times. And then there was a discussion that the man is maybe more evolved than a woman. No, I try to see it like that. We are spiritual souls in a temporary body. And what is the question of what name do you give at that body? It can be a very elevated woman, and it can be a beginner in a man's body. But you see, when you start to speak about all this, how the identifications on the wrong platform can become big obstacles. And so the mantra for help that I use in my daily consciousness, that I try to apply every day, is only one mantra. It's from Sri Shikshastaka, and Sri Shiksha means practical instruction. And there are 8, but I only use mantra 3. And I try to live my life like that. One who thinks himself slower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, yet is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. That is the only mantra that I try to apply in my daily dealings. I don't say it's easy, I'm not a pretender, but I'm a simple man. One mantra is difficult enough for me. And in fact, I have the experience when I was in material consciousness, you can say you use your senses and you try, everybody tries to become happy, and you can say you touch things, you see things, and you touch material things or you see, and there is a kind of direction. It comes from there to here, to my mind, to my heart, and I try to become happy. Now, with the knowledge of the Vedas, you see that this is impossible. And then, the simple thing that I try is to reverse that flow. And the flow is then that I try to use my soul, my intelligence, and my mind to serve the others. And the others that are the devotees and all living beings, and I feel more happy when the flow is in that direction. That is something that Krishna consciousness brought me, and from the time that I applied and I tried to apply it, I am becoming more happy with these simple things. The things that I try to do is, in fact, they ask me to give a lecture. I know that I am not capable of giving a class, in fact. But Bhaktarami said also, when they ask you something, in fact, you pray the whole day to have service. And then they ask you something, and I thought I am not ready, but don't interrupt the mercy of Krishna. When they propose you something, do it. And that's the reason why I am now here. I know that I have no knowledge, that I have to study more the scriptures, and maybe in a few years, but I became a little bit late in contact with Krishna consciousness, and when I see younger people, I am a little bit envious, but don't see it in a wrong way, then I say they have still 60 years and they will become great devotees. What a big loser I am. I am maybe 20 years and they are the fortune of Prabhupada. One thing I said, how will I end this lecture? And I say the only thing that can happen is that the Lord is all merciful. And I had only the Bhagavad Gita with me and a little booklet of my spiritual master, and it is nothing but the holy name. And I say I will try to end with this merciful intention. My spiritual master wrote here in that book, even when one tries, it's about controlling the intelligence, the mind, the senses. We see a struggle for many years. My spiritual master, I see in this text, struggled also with that, but he has a better understanding of who Krishna is, because some people see it very mechanically, and Krishna is not giving points to the results, but Krishna is giving points. I was very happy to see that Krishna is giving points to the sweat and the things that you did. You did it, but he is not judging the result. And I will read this text to end. Even when one tries to fix the mantra in one's consciousness and sincerely tries to chant, the mind wanders and we get distracted. Meanwhile, Krishna is waiting or chanting, and he's watching it. Boy, he's watching. And if he catches you, and if there's one mistake, he will note it down and will hold you back, for that you will stay in the material world. And it's that Krishna, that all-loving, all-merciful, Supreme Lord, well, that may be your Krishna, but not my Krishna. My Krishna is very understanding. My Krishna My Krishna looks at the intention. He is Bhava Grahi Janardana. My Krishna cares about the intention in the heart. My Krishna is the one from the story about a man who with great difficulty tries to make a clay pot. He wasn't very expert. The potter's wheel was spinning. He took the clay and he made the pot, and then after 1 hour of trying again and again, there was something that looked like a pot. It wasn't perfectly straight, but boy, it was a miracle that even looked like a pot. And he was thinking, is this the best thing I am going to make in my life? Then it isn't. And then he offered it to Krishna, saying, Krishna, please accept this pot. It's the best I can do. I know it's not perfect, but because accept it. And Krishna accepted it more gladly than he accepted the pot made by the potter, who just carelessly threw the clay and in 1 minute created the perfect pot. Krishna was more happy with that crooked pot that was made with blood, sweat and tears. So my Krishna looks at the intention. That's the Krishna I turn to. That's the Krishna I pray to. He's very soft-hearted, my Krishna. And I will end with this. I did it with some intention to serve the people who asked me something. I know that the lecture that I give is nothing, but I did my best. Thank you very much. Are there questions or remarks or something? Thank you. Yeah.